This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3798 for Wednesday, the 22nd of February, 2023. Today's show is entitled, Laptop Second SSD with MX Linux Install. It is part of the series Hardware Upgrades. It is hosted by Mechatroniac and is about 12 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, overcoming UEFI and Windows 10 to install MX Linux 21.3 on a 2021 Asus laptop second SSD drive.
Greetings, this is Mechatroniac. In this episode, I'm going to describe installing MX Linux on the second hard drive on my laptop and my first impressions with this operating system. So I've tried a few other distros on this, and for various reasons, they didn't work out. Slackware couldn't adjust the brightness, and some other problem with it. And it didn't have OBS installed, Open Broadcaster Software, as Zen Floater 2 said it had, and I got the biggest ISO on the site that I could find, and it did not have it on there for some reason. So fake news there, squirrel, fake news. Dev1 also didn't see the Wi-Fi for that, so that one couldn't be used either. And both of those, like I had this problem with Grub. The Slackware, it didn't install Grub in the EFI. I guess there's an EFI partition in the Windows. I forgot to say, I've been running Windows for the last year or so, just because of convenience and inertia, I suppose. And I wanted to play my pirated copy of San Andreas. But anyway, so yeah, it's time to switch. Like, Windows is pretty annoying. The file system, sometimes you can't even find files that you know are in the directory that you're looking in. It's bizarre, but I have too many files, maybe. This UEFI, I'm not too fond of it. I understand that there's limitations to BIOS, but why didn't they just make a better BIOS instead of this crud? Like, computers are really great now. I mean, I really love this computer. And then some MBA over at Intel decided to make it shitty with this UEFI. And what I mean is, before, you were able to just put another hard drive in, have two hard drives, and choose which one you want to boot from. But now, the boot is controlled from this EFI partition, which some people said was a attempt by Microsoft to make it so that non-Microsoft operating systems couldn't be booted, but apparently that's not true. But that's definitely a security downgrade, since obviously it's better to have a completely separate boot hard drive rather than have the boot be dependent on the other hard drive than you're using for your OS. I mean, that's kind of stupid. And I think there has been a 0 days found for UEFI as well. So, but yeah, anything Intel puts out, I'd be with suspicion nowadays. Windows, annoying. And of course, free software is good. You want to always have like open source software or FOSS software if possible on all your systems, except if it goes into your body, then you should take every non-free software they tell you to get, definitely. With MX Linux, okay, so yeah, still talking about UEFI. So with Slackware, when I installed that, it made me make a startup USB. And I had to use that startup USB every time that I wanted to boot into the second hard drive. I'm like, what the friggin' hell? So finally, I did some reading up on Grub. So I was prepared. I was going to actually install grub myself on that stinking EFI partition. When I installed MX Linux, I was almost disappointed because it did it automatically. So unlike Slackware, where it was like, maybe I missed something on the install for Slackware, like, to be fair, but it was kind of disappointing to have to plug in a USB stick every time you wanted to boot up. So now it boots into Grub immediately with MX Linux as the default selection. So that's awesome. So first impressions, it's the XFCE desktop that I was using. I'm not recording with it now. I installed Tenacity on that MX Linux install, but it didn't appear to be working. So who knows? I can't give an opinion on that. But everything else worked like right away, and I was really impressed that the Grub installed automatically. So if you have a laptop, you might want to do that. But for other reasons, spoilers, it didn't go up well. For other reasons, you might not want to use this if you have a new laptop, but it might work for you. HTOP has it as 841 megabytes at idle, which is kind of high, but it has a lot of features, so a lot of desktop enhancements and stuff. Conky, it's got a clip manager that shows a whole bunch of your last saved stuff, control C's. And seeing that, it becomes apparent why they put the menu bar on the left-hand side, because you hit on clip man and it shows all this info. And same with browsers, it'll show all your tabs as like neat little text things that you can click on. That's pretty cool. So it's kind of slick. It has, I'm really fond of this, it has a startup sound, option to have a startup sound, which is missing from most operating systems nowadays, which is a travesty, I think. I think there should be a startup sound, damn it. Conky gives you the time and some stats, like how much your hard drive is being used and stuff. The first wallpaper is kind of this primary color, really plain thing, but they've got some really nice wallpapers. Go into the desktop settings. Nice manuals right on the desktop when you start, so that's a really nice touch. But a lot of distros, you feel kind of on your own. I mean, yeah, usually they'll have a link in the browser that comes with the system, but it's nice having those PDFs right on the desktop for you. There's a big manual and there's FAQs. Boot up is like faster than Windows. It also allows you to set the audio up to 150%, which is nice because sometimes the video makers have like low audio, so that's useful. I'm usually just listening on these laptop speakers, so you can't crank them too much. So yeah, turning up the audio is useful. So a few cons, including a deal breaker, but maybe I'll be able to fix it. I don't know. The function button is lit after every boot, and I noticed that Slackware did the same thing. I have this function button for the extra keys. And Bluetooth is on after every boot after being turned off beforehand, and Slackware did that as well. So the USB keyboard and mouse randomly disconnect, and that's the catastrophe here, because I would have tried to live with the other things, but I cannot stand to use the laptop keyboard or trackpad. It's just ridiculous. It's really bad for you on ergonomic. So after a while, it would just disconnect. And you couldn't even plug it back in, like just like the USB is dead. D message didn't say anything. which is bizarre. So I think I need like a advanced hardware support or something. I tried the advanced options in Grub. There's an option to use the 6.006 kernel. That didn't work. And then there's an option to use the 6.006 kernel with systemd. I forgot to mention MX Linux. That's one of the criteria that I use to choose operating systems, is they not have systemd, but MX has systemd if you need it. So I tried it with systemd and it appeared to work, but then after about an hour or so, it disconnected the USB as well. So it seems like I need an advanced hardware support version. It said on this laptop that it was ready for Ubuntu. So I don't know, but anyway, it's a great computer. If you haven't tried a new generation computer yet, Ryzen, of course, it's an AMD Ryzen 5, and it just blows away anything I've ever had as a computer. Not that I've been keeping up, but this generation is so much ahead of what previous generations were to the generation before. It seems like this is just a big leap forward. So yeah, thanks to AMD and Asus for that. So yeah, I'm gonna have to, I don't know if I'm gonna need to try to get like one of those rolling release ones or something, or because unfortunately Ubuntu uses systemd, which is sad because I really like Ubuntu Studio. It has a lot of nice software, including OBS, and Ubuntu Studio is how I discovered Yoshimi, which I use for the keyboard effects and some of my other podcasts. But yeah, that's the how to install MX Linux. I guess I skipped the part about using Belina Etcher to make the live USB and then booting from USB, pressing F12, boot from USB to the live, and then install from there. And yeah, like I said, it worked really perfectly. I was pretty impressed. MX Linux looks like a really nice operating system, and I would recommend it. You can see why it's in the top, and I haven't even talked about half of the features that it has, like its system snapshot feature and all kinds of other little utilities that it has. So it's a nice operating system. Check it out if you're distro hopping and haven't found anything good yet. But see you next time.
Been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.